WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 32 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from the Woodlands is accused of having almost $80,000 of drugs and paraphernalia inside a bedroom at College Station's The Woodlands Apartments. 19-year-old Kobe Milam is out of jail after posting bonds following totaling $118,000. According to the arrest report, police had a search warrant following information about drug sales taking place. Officers seized almost 7,300 Xanax pills valued at $39,000, 7.5 pounds of marijuana valued at almost $17,000, and a equipment to weigh and package drugs valued at $20,000. A large amount of cash was also seized. The amount was not disclosed. A Bryan police officer on patrol who smelled marijuana coming from a car in front of him leads to the driver being arrested on 10 new charges and warrants from 10 other cases. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Brandon Erskine of College Station had what was described as a large wad of currency, a stolen handgun, cocaine, and marijuana. We've asked Bryan police for the street value of the drugs. The new charges also include resisting arrest and driving without a license with prior convictions. The warrants from Bryan and Brazos County charges Erskine with family violence assault, jumping bail, and drug cases from 2014. According to online records, this is Erskine's 12th time in the Brazos County Jail in the last 10 and a half years. Governor Abbott's call to cap property tax increases at the local level was brought up during yesterday's BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
Right now it's at 8%. We've never had to raise taxes. That doesn't mean tax rate. That includes all the value that's added to it. Now I'm hearing the governor with ads that says it ought to be 2.5%. And I will tell you that the things that we've managed to get done probably will only be maintaining the roads that we've got and that sort of thing if they were to cut it even to 4. But I'm not sure we're going to get much done as far as economic development or any of those sorts of things.
Comments from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters were supported by the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines.
And as the county judge rightly points out, it's going to be a problem if you try to limit some of those things and limit the government and limit tax growth in terms of what the capacity is then for the public sector to deliver.
Peters and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney called on the record crowd of more than 550 attending the chamber event to contact state lawmakers. Yesterday's event included an announcement from Texas A&M of an expanded relationship with the chamber. Associate Vice President for External Affairs Chad Wooten says that includes consulting services from the chamber.
Consultant to work with us on some nonprofit management, some regional engagement, and some work with some other chamber leadership training programs. Roger Martinez from my team is here, is working some of those with Hispanic chambers, etc. And we're very glad that Glenn and the board, John and others, have given us Royce as our consultant for the next 2 years. And that partnership is allowing us to learn from his wisdom, connect better with the chamber.
Wooten says A&M will be a signature sponsor of multiple chamber events. Residents in Bryan, Curtin, Wixon Valley, and in unincorporated areas of Brazos County can now report non-emergency issues through text messaging. Patrick Corley is the executive director of Brazos County 911.
A barking dog, a noise complaint, anything that doesn't need an immediate response from law enforcement.
The non-emergency number is 979-361-3888. That's 979-361-3888. And final numbers have been reported by the Hurricane Harvey Relief Organization, led by the United States' 5 former living presidents. One America Appeal, represented by the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation, has distributed more than $41 million to victims in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I want to thank the former presidents themselves for once again showing there are some things that are more important than politics. What an uplifting and inspiring example they offered.
Foundation CEO David Jones, in comments provided by the foundation, says more than 110,000 donors contributed between $10 and millions. The foundation also produced last October's Deep from the Heart benefit concert for One America Appeal at Reed Arena. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 32 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit HospiceBrazosValley.org. A salute to those who serve.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning. It's 8:11. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? We got some of that going on. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Bright sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure, but the pattern's going to start to change after today we lose the sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65. It'll cloud up tonight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Cloudy with scattered showers popping up tomorrow, 60 to 65. More showers tomorrow night, lows near 55. Scattered showers Saturday, high somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's going to be 67 today.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's amazing.
It's going to be gorgeous.
I got to do some outside work today.
Yeah, I mean, it's like California without the high taxes.
Yeah.
Right. It's beautiful.
I think it's wonderful.
I can get on board with it.
Anyway, so we'll see. Go out there and enjoy it. So once you become a meme, you're kind of just out there.
Right.
At the whim of anybody on the internet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do about it, right?
Well, wrong.
That's right. Grumpy Cat. Do you see this?
I did.
Grumpy Cat has won $710,000 in a copyright infringement case. Well, the owners did.
Yeah.
The beverage company called Grenade had a license to sell a line of iced teas called Grumpy Cat Grumpuccino. But they were using the cat image on other products, too, so the owners sued them.
Ooh.
I mean, they knew where to find them.
Yeah.
They had an agreement going on. Lawyer said, quote, it's important precedent when you have something like a meme online. It's the first verdict ever rendered in favor of a viral meme.
Interesting.
So maybe the beginning of that going on.
You know, speaking of big paydays, did you hear about 50 Cent?
50 Cent.
Where's he getting paid?
50.
So back in the day, and he released an album in 2014 titled Animal Ambition. And I mean, it wasn't very popular. I don't think a lot of people bought it.
Okay.
But he agreed to accept Bitcoin for purchases of this album.
All right.
And now he is apparently worth more than $7.5 million.
Because of that?
Because of Bitcoin.
Wow. As if he didn't have enough money already.
And they literally have him quoted as, I forgot. Like, he forgot about this Bitcoin he had. Well, no, he filed for bankruptcy a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was really struggling. And now he is worth over $7.5 million in Bitcoin.
Well, I hope he doesn't burn through that million.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Pretty crazy.
Happy birthday, first Winter Olympics. It happened on this date in 1924.
Okay.
In France, in the Alps. So there.
They didn't have the Winter Olympics till 24?
That's right.
Wow, okay.
Because no one
cares. Yeah, because I guess they used to do it in the nude, so I guess that'd be a little chilly.
Yeah, well, not the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, right, summer. Yeah, they did the Summer Olympics in the nude. Right.
All right, happy birthday, Emmy Awards.
Okay.
First Emmys were presented on this date in 1949. The top show, that's all it says here, Pantomime Quiz.
What?
I think we've kind of moved forward since then.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but, well, of course, here's the big rumor yesterday was that Dancing with the Stars producers were looking to land Caitlyn Jenner for the upcoming 26th season.
Oh.
The show will only run for 4 weeks. Features just 10 athletes as contestants.
Okay.
That's what it says this
interesting.
Year. While the New York Post's Page Six gossip column spread the initial rumor, ABC responded by saying, quote, "We do not confirm or comment on casting rumors."
Yeah.
Caitlin's rep said, "Not true," which just means, well, do you want to offer me more?
Exactly.
So we'll see how. So, again, it's unfortunate that something called Pantomime Quiz won the first Emmy for Best Show, but how much farther have we progressed in those 60
I'd really like years? To see some episodes of that, not going to lie.
Pantomime Quiz?
Yeah.
Well, check YouTube. I checked YouTube yesterday to see if they had episodes of You Ask For It, which was the Oldster TV show I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So Pantomime Quiz may be on there, too.
Okay.
Just, hard to know. There's something for you to do today. Happy birthday, if a word can have a birthday, to the word robot.
Okay.
Robot was used for the first time in a play in Czechoslovakia about artificial humans.
Really?
Happened 97 years ago.
So it's Czech.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. So robot had not been used up until then. And then now you look at...
Now they're everywhere.
Robots are everywhere. And sometimes that's a good thing.
Sure.
Sometimes it's not.
And sometimes it's not a good thing.
I know.
As a matter of fact, grocery store robots are not catching on in Scotland.
Okay.
In Edinburgh, the ShopBot robot, which is named Fabio.
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 Fabio. How much is this butter?
Yeah. Fabio was canned after just 1 week on the job.
Oh, man.
Because he isn't clicking with human customers.
Oh.
Imagine that.
Fabio was recruited to work at the supermarket as part of a TV program experiment designed to gauge how useful humans find robots. The bot was programmed to greet customers with hugs and flattery.
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah, that's creepy.
Hello, gorgeous.
I don't like you talking me that way.
But
get away from me, donkey.
But Fabio lacked both the personality and nuance
of the real Fabio.
Of a real person.
I was going to say, I'll take a hug from Fabio.
A real person.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I don't know if there's anybody in Scotland named Dave, but, you know, that would work.
I would think there's more Daves than Fabios.
Probably right. Background noise hampered its ability to understand specific frequencies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And at times his directions were correct but unhelpful. When asked where the beer was, for example, he'd say, in the alcohol section.
Well, that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, then you get in an argument with the robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
His sales abilities also were lacking. When providing patrons with pulled pork samples, Fabio handed out samples to two patrons every 15 minutes, whereas your human colleagues managed to charm 12 customers into extended
freebies. You can't beat just good old-fashioned customer service from a real living, breathing human being.
Here's the deal is you got to start somewhere, okay? So this is the benchmark.
It's just the beginning.
They tried this. It didn't work, so they're going to have to kind of tweak it a little bit, see what they can come up with. So much for Fabio. They'll rename him. They may put long hair on him like that other Fabio, and who knows, it could work. All right, so if you were ever told your tattoo could hurt your chances for getting a job, there is good news.
Okay.
While tattoos at one time may have fallen into social taboo category, that's not the case anymore. Tats are mainstream, and in case you didn't notice, quite a few people have them, right?
Yeah.
You have some friends who have tats?
We have folks up here who have tats.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're
I
not
think
alone.
We're tattoo-less.
Okay.
The infomaniacs, unless you two are hiding something from me.
Very much true. Very much true. Okay, I can't get line one here.
Yep.
Okay? Have her call the studio number. Okay?
You can't get line one.
Okay. What the the young lady from up front came and brought me a note. And so, I'm just trying.
Oh, you weren't talking to me.
I was not talking to either.
You weren't
one
talking
of y'all.
To the listeners were you?
Sorry. Well, I had to because she was going away. And so the caller was on line one, and they would think we were ignoring them. And
we're
I didn't
not.
Want to do
we're
that.
We're not.
Okay. So, while tattoos at any one time may have fallen into. Yes, go ahead. Just talk to me. Okay. I don't need to know that now, but thank you. All right. So we'll have to do some schooling on that.
No.
Ben, if you're listening, okay, do's and don'ts at the control room. Of course, again, we don't have on-the-air lights, right?
Correct.
We have door stops that hold the studio doors open. You tell me how that works.
Yeah, exactly. People can't tell we're on air, but they will always assume we're not.
You either get the thing where people walk in when you've got the headphones on and you're obviously talking, you're just sitting here and they knock on the window. Can I come in?
Yeah. And you're like, obvious.
It's like, yes, come ahead. Like, it's okay.
But you know,
I'm just going to start shaking my head all the time.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
But
you can't.
But here's the deal. I mean, this is just radio. I mean, it really is. It's not open heart surgery.
Yeah, no one's going to die.
It's not. And you know, so I don't know. I may just have this inclusive thing now where they come in and they want to tell me something. I'll just ask for the listeners to excuse the two listeners to excuse me, and I'll hear what
excuse
they have to say,
us.
And then we'll move on with what we're going to do. Anyhow, we're back to the tats.
Okay, tattoos.
Tats work, tats don't work. We'll see. All right, here's the deal. Tats are getting to be kind of mainstream, as a matter of fact. According to a study from Dr. Andrew Timing of the School of Management at St. Andrews in Scotland. Oh, this is our Scotland segment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Scotland.
They are now kind of embracing the tattoo culture.
Okay.
Dr. Timing showed two sets of faces to 192 people with managerial backgrounds in various industries, a clean natural face and a tattooed one. And they use Photoshop to add the art to the skin. Okay, so that's the real thing. But how the study came down, that's what they did. But they said, quote, the managers were asked to imagine they were recruiting a bartender and to rate faces on a scale of 1 to 7.
Okay.
They gave a face a higher score, about 5 on average, a little over 5 on average, when it was tattooed.
The face?
Yep. And only 4.3 when it was not.
Huh.
The approval rating was higher for women with tattoos compared to women without tattoos, about 5.1 to 4.5.
How many people actually get tattoos on their face,
though,
is the thing.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. But anyway. Here's Stephanie. Stephanie, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you're on the air with me now. Stephanie is the, mom of the former Big Mama, the chicken which has passed away. Do you want to talk about Big Mama today, or is the voice not really up to it?
No, I would love to talk about Big Mama.
All right. Now,
for sure.
Because yesterday we did a little story on it. Zach's here. Zach, say hi to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
And there's
Hi, Zach.
And there's Chelsea.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
And so this whole thing about Big Mama. Tell me your remembrances of Big Mama now that she's left us.
Well, she really was a special chicken, and I think that's why her story has become so popular. The news of her obituary has literally spread around the world. And I think it's the fact that, you know, she persevered through some tough times in the beginning, but then ended up becoming a, you know, very loved and very cherished pet of our family.
So how long was she with you?
We had Big Mama just about 6 years.
Wow.
And but we adopted her as a full-grown hen. So to be honest, we're not 100% sure how old Big Mama was when she died, but we do know that we had her for quite a while.
Now, one of the pictures we saw was her in a little boat in a swimming pool.
Well, one of the great things about Big Mama was because in those early days of her life, she really had a very unusual upbringing. She was used to being around humans, and she was very curious about what humans were doing. And my husband and I had just bought 2 kayaks. And on a whim, we decided to throw one of them in our pool. And Big Mama was extremely curious about this. I mean, she literally was up at the pool's edge looking at the kayak. So we finally decided just to put her in the kayak and let her just cruise around in the pool. And she loved it. And so we shot a photo of it and it's proven really popular. But again, you know, most chickens don't do things like that, but that's what was so unique about Big Mama. She loved doing things like that.
So now, was this the first chicken you've owned?
No, she wasn't. I already had a flock. In fact, I think that's why the vet clinic in Houston, they were looking for a new home for Big Mama. I think that's why they really did decide that I would be a great fit for Big Mama, because I had the flock, and we were really wanting Big Mama to experience life as a normal chicken as much as possible.
So you're in a chicken database somewhere, is that it? Like a chicken adoption database?
Now I'm starting to sound like the crazy chicken lady. Thanks.
All right, but it sounds like Big Mama was more inquisitive than your average chicken.
She absolutely was. There's no doubt about it. You know, she was fostered by the vet tech in Houston, and she would often tell me about how Big Mama would, you know, be in the house, wondering what was happening with them, stealing their food. And a lot of that behavior really transferred here in College Station. Big Mama did the same things with us. She was always trying to get in the house. She would follow people around constantly in the yard. She was definitely not your average chicken. There's no doubt about it.
Big Mama, the prankster chicken. Now, did she take offense to having a name Big Mama? Did that bother her in any way that you could tell?
No, and as it turned out, you know, when we first saw photos of Big Mama, she you know, wasn't a very large Rhode Island red hen at that time.
Yeah.
But, of course, in our care, we really did spoil her. And
you porked her out. Yeah, no kidding.
You know what? I've done that with my dogs, too. So I think I need to work on that.
So what did you feed Big Mama? Like Purina chicken chow or what? What did Big
Mama
eat?
Again, she was used to human food. What we did was we did a great mix. We obviously fed her chicken feed and bird seed and mealworms. She loves mealworms. She also loves popworms, which are black fly larvae. And she really likes some of her favorite human treats, bananas, grapes. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure there was many things that Big Mama would turn down.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything you gave her.
Sounds like Zach.
Yeah, pretty much. Me and Big Mama were separated at birth, probably.
All right. So now, who decided, how'd you come up with the idea of putting the ad in the Eagle?
That was my idea, and it was really just a testament to how much I loved Big Mama. I knew her story was unique. She was not your average chicken. And she really was family to us. I know that may sound crazy to folks that have never owned chickens, but we truly loved Big Mama, and it just seemed so fitting to kind of share our love for her with others. And it was just a nice ending for such a beautiful chicken.
So how far has this publicity gone? I mean, what kind of contacts have you been getting?
Oh, my gosh. It's actually gone international. Just this morning, I saw a news outlet in the Philippines ran a story about Big Mama. I truly never expected this. I know there's been stories in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, and other states. And, you know, once UPI picked it up, you know, we knew that Big Mama was world famous.
Without a doubt. Well, and our services did it too. You know, in a world where we have so much bad news, I don't know if you heard, the doomsday clock is at 2.5 minutes before midnight. We're all going to die. It's so great to have a story like Big Mama out there to make us feel better.
You know, I think you've hit it spot on. I think really Big Mama's story is so wonderful, and it's definitely a feel-good story, and I think it really does give the green light to people that it's okay to love your chicken that much. It really is.
Stephanie, you're a jewel. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie.
Big Mama.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Man. Wow. And she was a little worried because she's been under the weather about her voice. Not only did it sound okay, it sounded lovely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like Delilah. Yeah.
She was great.
Yep. So there you go. That's the Stephanie
I want a
sword.
Pet chicken. Yeah.
No, you don't. You just think she makes it sound
they're a little you know, messy.
Hey, float that by the roomies and see how that goes.
Yeah, actually,
okay?
I don't think Coda really wants
Yeah, and that's
pet
another
chicken
thing, too. Yeah, Coda was here first. All yeah right.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Regardless of the fact that most people firmly believe that their personal privacy is gone, every day, they willingly invite big tech deeper into their lives. This time, it's Allstate Insurance in the back seat of our cars. Kim Commander with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Make no mistake, Allstate is an insurance company, but big tech is at the heart of all insurance companies. In this case, Allstate's startup called Arity asked their customers to voluntarily allow their app to monitor their driving, where they go, how often, and how fast. The app tracks everything. There's zero privacy. But in return, drivers get a lower rate for safe driving. And as you'd expect, the rates are higher for aggressive drivers. So now Allstate is about to license their app for other insurance companies to use too. We can squabble all day about the loss of privacy versus saving money. And who isn't for safer driving? But when you lament your loss of privacy, just remember, most of that loss was voluntarily surrendered. I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at Epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 34 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man is accused of driving with a blood alcohol level over four times the legal limit. 44-year-old Thomas Straup is out of jail on bond following his arrest last week on a charge of intoxication assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Straup's blood alcohol level was 0.343 when the test was given after his SUV rear-ended another vehicle stopped for a light at Briarcrest and Broadmoor. Straup and two people in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital. The crash took place almost a year ago during daylight hours. Yesterday's BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference included an update on the development of a College Station branch of the Houston YMCA from Mayor Carl Mooney.
I'm happy to tell you that the YMCA facility planner has been here in town in the past month, and they are now working on designing the facility that it will eventually be over by the Baylor Scott & White Hospital. That'll be huge for us.
Plans were temporarily put on hold after Hurricane Harvey damaged multiple Houston Y locations. A record crowd attending yesterday's economic conference received a pep talk on how well things are going.
If you've been listening to the speakers here all morning, have you heard anything bad yet? Have you heard anything negative about this community and what is going on?
Jim Gaines, the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, referred to Isaac Newton's law that an object stays in motion to describe how the current positive economy will continue until another force intervenes.
Right now, we just don't see one of those forces. I mean, there are always some downside risks to anything. I mean, you can imagine things that could happen, might happen, and are potential, they're possible. But at this point, just don't look that likely.
Dr. Gaines told the audience of more than 550 that the most endangered species is the worker making less than $40,000 a year doing a repetitive task, because those are the people who will be replaced by technology in the manufacturing and service industries. And he expects affordable housing will continue to be an issue for the next decade as home prices continue to rise faster than homebuyer incomes. You can now text your non-emergency issues to the Brazos County Dispatch Line at 979-361-3888.
What we hope to accomplish with this is one, just keeping up with the times. You know, a lot of people don't like to make a phone call, and they're accustomed to communicating via text message. So this gives them that opportunity. The other thing is it gives our dispatchers a way to text outbound, whether it be to citizens or to police officers out in the field, and be able to send them messages and photos.
Patrick Corley, executive director of Brazos County 911, says the text service applies to residents in Bryan, Wixon Valley, Curtin, and unincorporated areas of Brazos County. Again, that number is 979-361-3888. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 34 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check a little bit of weather. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
Bright sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure, but the pattern's going to start to change after today we lose the sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65. It'll cloud up tonight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Cloudy with scattered showers popping up tomorrow, 60 to 65. More showers tomorrow night, lows near 55. Scattered showers Saturday, high somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:37. Time to find out what's going on at the Humane Society. And once again, you're back after a couple of weeks to tell it. We were just talking off the air. Leah's here this morning. We were just talking off the air. Any construction project can be longer, different than you thought, and I guess y'all's is no exception.
Right, and we appreciate, you know, we've had a handful of contractors we've been working with and getting this all through as much of our deadline. It ultimately ended up all in total being about 24 to 36 hours behind, but that was about it. So I think that's a really good, we did really well considering we went into some of this pretty unknown what we were going to find when we pulled down walls or whatever, whatnot.
So. Well, the bottom line is that it's going to be a better environment for the animals.
It
and that's,
is.
That's what you're trying to do right
it
there.
It is. You know, last spring we started with pulling down one of the main walls that blocked quite a bit of the facility's airflow and put some big exhaust fans on the back. And that made a world of difference to our air quality within the building and decreasing kennel cough. Because just like kids when they go to kindergarten for the first time or something, and I'm dealing with that right now. My kiddo just started
real life,
at a true daycare.
Yeah,
so that's been a bit of a bear. But, you know, they aren't exposed to things. So that's what people a lot of times are like, oh, well, I don't, you know, my dog doesn't go anywhere. I don't need to keep its vaccines up. Or, you know, especially the one they usually pass on is Bordetella.
Right.
And Bordetella is to prevent your pet from getting kennel cough. And if something happens, if your dog bites somebody or something like that, who knows, ends up at large and is picked up by animal control and they end up in a multi-dog environment like a kennel, or a vet clinic, they can contract kennel cough and the Bordetella virus. So keep that up. Talk to your veterinarian. This time of year, as we start to see puppies being born, or maybe you got a puppy for Christmas, keep their vaccines up. The one puppies are super susceptible to is parvovirus. And it lives in the ground. We see so many times, you know, we have folks that are looking to adopt. And if you're looking to adopt a higher energy dog, depending on the individual dog, because we do evaluate them there, and you live in an apartment, we're going to want to know, you know, a little bit more how you're going to make that work. And we ask them to write a letter, and 99%, well, I'm going to take it to the dog park. Well, cool. Don't until it's fully vaccinated. So if you got a puppy for Christmas or you're thinking about getting a puppy, keep it out of those really public areas until it's fully vaccinated. And for puppies, that's a puppy rounds are three shots, and then they need to be boosted after that annually. And you could talk to your veterinarian about maybe having the titer check, because there's some people who do feel there's a chance of over vaccinating, which is fine. But as puppies, they still need those vaccines, and just keeping them away from all those super public areas, because again, the parvovirus lives in the ground and they can contract it. And it's a horrible, horrible little disease for them to get.
Sure. Hey, if they want some more information about anything that they can do to help y'all out and being responsible pet owners, what do they do?
You can go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. There's information on adoption, spay-neuter, because right now we are offering feral cat spay-neuters for $5. So if you want more information, call about that or check out our website as well, and follow us on Facebook also.
Okay, and you do adopt chickens,
too, and right? We do adopt out chickens, yes. We chickens, ducks, goats.
Yeah.
You never know, and you could be on a wait list for them as well. We just adopted out two pigs.
Oh, there you go. See, and in fact, we were talking off the air after the interview with Stephanie that you have dog and chicken stories from your growing up as well.
I do. Well, I mean, currently I have 7 hens and 3 ducks and 2 dogs, 2 cats. A horse.
And a whole bunch of that stuff. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You also visit with the City of Bryan. Kayla's here. Do you have any chickens?
No, okay. I don't. Okay. Now, my grandmother did growing up, but okay. They certainly stayed outside.
Okay, I understand.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have been allowed inside.
Yeah, I understand. You brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. I have Council Member Prentice Madison here to talk about things happening across his district and, of course, citywide.
Yeah, excellent. Good morning, Prentice.
Morning, Scott.
Chickens growing up? Have any chickens growing up at your house?
Didn't. Yeah. My babysitter did.
Well, again, I mean, I know they're around. There's no doubt. But anyway, that's Big Mama is she's a star, at least today. We've got Bryan College Station on the map for that. Hey, this week I know you all got a chance to at least start talking about the Super Park. There are going to be some plans that will be coming forth to you. Let's certainly haven't had you in since the deal was made, but what are your thoughts about the Super Park development and that idea?
I think it's going to be great for the city of Bryan. I know the kids and parents are very excited about it. I was telling Hugh in the meeting the other day, I think it was a long process that we have to go through, but I think staff is going to do a great job of making sure that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
Yeah, it is going to be a process. I was looking at that because, I mean, you're going to clearly want to hear from the public. You want to hear what they think this should be. But June or July, you'll probably have some models to be able to look at.
Oh, absolutely. I guess it was June or July. I thought it would be sooner than that. But June or July, we'll be able to look at some models that different firms will, I guess, give to the city. And I look forward to it, though. I think it's a great, great deal for the city, and it's huge.
Yep, and I think it'll help development probably around that entire area. I'd like to get your thoughts on Bryan is struggling with the idea of should they have some sort of registration for renters. College Station has had that. They've changed theirs some. Do you see that Bryan has a need for that? And if so, what's that need to look like as far as you're concerned?
I really didn't think about it much until Councilman Owens and Sutherland brought it to council. But I think the process of what they've showed is a great idea because it helps not only the tenants, but it helps the property owners and city staff also to keep up with things that's going on. My biggest problem is what is the cost factor with it? And so that's one of the things that I was liking to see is it's no way we can do it without having a cost on it because then you put more on city staff, and that's a cost factor there.
Sure. Well, I forgot. That's something I should ask you. Let's circle back around to the super park for a minute. I mean, there's going to be money involved there. It's going to cost money to make a nice park. Where does that money come from as far as your view is concerned?
Well, I guess something that we're still discussing on where the money is coming from. I know some have been set aside in the CIP plan, but I think and I guess some of that money would probably come from hot funds and so mm-hmm. on. But I think this is great for the citizens. So I don't think we'll have much slack coming from the citizens of building something of this nature, because I don't think we will have something of this nature in a 50, 60-mile radius.
Sure. Well, and I know, of course, you're part of council, but you're also the representative for single-member District 2. And so your people are going to want to know, hey, how is this going to affect us? But I presume that as long as they make it something where people from all over the city can come to use it, as well as people from coming out of town and coming and spending money, would be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, most of my constituents in my district are very, very in favor of it because of the simple fact that it gives our kids something to do versus, you know, a lot of kids in our community are traveling with sports teams and parents are having to travel every weekend. Versus if we're able to get something of this nature, they don't have to travel as much versus going trying to make it to Dallas, to Austin, to Houston,
sure.
San Antonio.
Prentice Madison, who's a single member of District 2 with us today to talk about several things. There, you know, one of the things I know that your predecessor talked about was that single member District 2 was not getting enough funding for infrastructure improvement, or whatever it happens to be. Tell me how you feel about that situation right now.
Well, I feel like it's probably not enough money there for us to get it. But I think if you look at District 2, District 1, we're getting like 60% of the infrastructure. A lot of it's underground. You don't see it. But it's things that we need to help sustain the district. We would really love to see more money, but we as a part of the city, we know that, you know, we just want our fair share and our fair part. I think city staff does a great job of taking care of our needs, and sometimes we don't get our wants. But as long as they can, you know, help us get the needs that we need for the district, I think city staff has done a great job. The Old Heron Road project, as soon as I think we finish Old Heron Road project, we have another project coming in on, I can't think of the name, but it's a major thoroughfare
sure.
in the North Bryan area. So,
well, let's talk about, it seems like regularly residents of Castle Heights come in to talk to city. They're frustrated, concerned about what happens when it rains too much. We've been confronted with that again, and y'all discussed it. Going to play a clip that City Manager Keene Register made comments about what happens as far as fixing that area is concerned.
The other thing that I need to remind you is that whatever council makes the decision to do on the, four homes in Castle Heights, that is the decision that you'll be making on the other 960 homes that are in the floodplain in Bryan.
Now, how is that going to sit with the people in Castle Heights? I mean, I know it's tough, but, I mean, he is talking about the reality of the situation.
I really don't think Castle Heights members really paid attention too much to that. But I think one of the things that I focus on Castle Heights is they attend the meetings on a regular basis. And I put a lot of pressure on staff to have something ready on a regular basis for Castle Heights because they're asking questions and I'm asking questions and we want them answered. And city staff is doing a great job of answering the questions. But it is the cost factor there and the if there. The biggest situation is that a lot of the people that's flooded out in Castle Heights doesn't have flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is I plan on attending the next association meeting to let them understand that you have to have this flood insurance because it helps, not only that, it helps keep record of how many times you've been flooded out and what staff needs to do. FEMA will do a great job of directing that also.
Well, I think that's what city manager had also said that we had that audio on, is once you're in that FEMA program, they know that there's an ongoing problem there.
Right.
But it's only fair to say that the residents do need to do their part as far as a buy-in and responsibility.
I totally agree with that. They need to do their part while city staff is working diligent to do their part.
Sure.
So, I mean, even in the meeting, we came up with a few options. I was talking with one of the council members late yesterday evening, and the conversation we came up with was we have to find an option. But we have to find an option that's sustainable and is feasible and pretty much that the city can afford to do. So I think we're moving in the right direction. It's not moving as fast as I would like or Castle Heights would like, but I think we're doing the best we can to help alleviate some of the drainage issues.
And part of the equation is that those people feel like they're being heard. That's the most important thing I would say right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else on your radar screen you want to talk about today or share with us that we haven't covered?
I really don't have anything.
Okay.
I didn't bring a list to
That's
say
okay.
the things that were going on in the city.
That's all right.
So, but no, we're pretty much looking forward to moving on with the city.
All right, super. So, and again, you're going to be at the next Castle Heights Association meeting, so you can speak to them.
Yes, sir.
Sounds
yes,
good.
Sir.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, what you got?
I have the city updates today.
Okay, that's
all
good.
Right. All right. Good. Yes, so our first public input meeting for the William J. Bryan Corridor Improvement Project is coming up on February 8th from 4 to 7 at the First United Methodist Church in Bryan. There will not be a formal presentation, but citizens are encouraged to come out, visit with the consultants, and just learn more about the opportunity for improvements. Of course, that includes pedestrian traffic, bicycle, all kinds. Whenever we say mobility, we mean in all types. So we do encourage you to come out. It is an open house style event, so come and go at your leisure. And again, that's from 4 to 7 on February 8th at the First United Methodist Church. And we have a webpage dedicated specifically to this project because there will be so much going on with it. Of course, it covers from Texas Avenue all the way to Highway 6. So it is on both sides, both directions. So it will be a large project. If you go to wjbproject.com, you can elect to receive notices specifically related to that project. And then, of course, we'll post updates and keep a running list of things going on with that project there as well. And then also, if you or someone you know is interested in joining our fire department, you still have time to save your seat for our civil service entrance exam up until February 7th. So you can do that online at bryantx.gov. And you can see all of the benefits and what we have to offer in joining our team of firefighters on our human resources page. And you can also get to the application link there as well. And then if you have little ones and want to enjoy a family game night, Mount's Library is hosting family tabletop game night on January 26th. So that's actually this Friday from 6:30 to 8:30. And we have games for little ones 4 and up. But if you have smaller ones, or if they have a favorite game, you're welcome to bring that as well. And that's a free event. No registration is necessary. We just wanted to host this so families could come out, meet other families, and enjoy time together. So if you haven't been to Mount's Library, it's in downtown Bryan at 201 East 26th Street. So come on out. And of course, we post all of this online at bryantx.gov and then on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So be sure to follow us and on Nextdoor.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks
sure,
so much.
Thank you.
Visit the folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the district clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The clerk's office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So are we gonna post the interview with Stephanie? We could. I mean, that's probably.
I believe Chelsea is in the works as we speak.
I was gonna say, that's... We are definitely going to post the interview with Stephanie. And she actually responded to an email because I went ahead and sent her her own copy of it.
Okay.
And she said that they even have a Facebook page, RIP Big Mama.
Oh.
Because awesome. They were having such an overwhelming response to her obit. And so I will also share it on that Facebook page and ours, of course, too, sure. Once we get that up online.
Maybe Big Mama will get even bigger than Harambe.
It could be.
Ooh.
I mean, granted, Harambe was before his time. You know, Big Mama lived sure. a long and full life.
Right.
And much, much better circumstances, obviously. But
I didn't realize you could spay a chicken.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Pretty sure you can...
Yeah, I didn't even
you
ask.
You can spay any kind of animal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I guess you can.
I forgot
yeah.
to ask about egg production. That's true.
I didn't know if Big Mama was a working chicken or she was just a pet.
Well, she was spayed.
Yep.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No.
So they would. But chickens,
you guys,
you know,
that's how it works.
Yeah, explain that to me, Chelsea.
Yeah,
somebody needs to explain it to me. I'm not quite for sure.
Yeah, okay. That's
not how it works.
No.
That's not how any of this works.
But, you know, that made me think that chickens are important to many, many people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was Leah ready to share her chicken story.
Yep.
But, you know, it also happens in restaurants in Portland.
If you have any questions about the menu, please let me know.
I guess I do have a question about the chicken, if you could just tell us a little bit more about it.
The chicken is a heritage breed, woodland-raised chicken that's been fed a diet of sheep's milk, soy, and hazelnuts.
Okay, this is local?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to ask you just one more time, and it's local?
It is. So here is the chicken you'll be enjoying tonight.
You have this information. This is fantastic.
Absolutely. His name was Colin. Here are his papers, okay?
That's great. He looks like a happy little guy who runs around. A lot of friends, other chickens as friends. Putting his little wing around another one and kind of like palling around.
I don't know that I can speak to that level of intimate knowledge about him. They do a lot to make sure that their chickens are very happy.
When you say they, I mean, who are these people raising Colin?
It's a farm that's located about 30 miles south of Portland.
It's not some guy on a yacht who lives in Miami.
Oh,
who's
goodness,
just
no.
saying that he's organic.
It tears at the core of my being, the idea of someone just cashing in on a trend like organic.
No, I know the type, no.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're going to go check it out if you don't mind, if you could hold our seats.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Sure, there you go.
That's Portlandia.
That's
Colin.
Portlandia, Colin the chicken.
So talking about famous chickens... Foghorn Leghorn, right?
Correct.
Sure. Big Mama.
Yeah.
Chicken Little.
Okay.
Any other ones come to mind? What are some other famous chickens?
Well, the Sky is Falling chicken. I don't know which one that would
be. Is it that Chicken Little?
Oh, that's right. It is. You're right.
Yeah.
It is. Sorry. Yeah.
Jeez,
okay.
Scott.
I know.
All right, whatever.
Well, anyway, I think we've given
I think Foghorn Leghorn and Big Mama could have had a real serious romance
could've
if they'd given him a shot.
Could've
definitely.
I'll say
that's something.
Ooh, what about the chicken from Rockadoodle?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that a Pixar thing?
No.
This
is old school.
Okay. Which apparently me and Chelsea are the only ones in the
Disney,
office who have watched
I think?
It. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it
it's
is
a Disney movie.
Such a fantastic.
Glenn Campbell. Yeah, Glenn Campbell does the voice.
Really?
Chanticleer is the
Chanticleer.
Name.
Chanticleer.
He's a singing rooster.
Yes.
Which is, of course, the name of a fancy rooster.
Right.
Chanticleer.
Right.
So has there been, certainly there's been a Pixar something with chickens, hasn't there?
Oh, and Goldie Pheasant. Wasn't she, who played her? I thought it was,
I don't know.
I'm
voices.
Lost.
I know.
Oh, we're still on Rockadoodle.
Oh, Ellen
apparently.
Green, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
caller.
Hey, don't forget the most important chickens, the KF chicken and the Church's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, Rockadoodle, I watched it all the time as a kid. I mean, I remember it when it came out, and I'm pretty sure... Thought it was Disney, but maybe not.
So now, is this a movie or like a regular?
Yeah, it's
TV
a movie.
Show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
right.
it's a movie. And I guess
your folks
says,
got it on a VHS tape,
sure.
And you just sat and watched it every day when you came home from school.
Maybe not. That was Bambi every day. But Rockadoodle
explains so much.
Every day after
perfect.
Kindergarten, I would come home.
Yeah, and
it doesn't say Goldcrest Films, Sullivan Bluth Studios. So I guess
so it's kind of just a random animated film.
But it had Glenn Campbell. Christopher Plummer was in it. He was the evil owl.
Oh,
the Grand Duke.
Wow.
Yeah. Grand Duke of Owls.
Oh, Chicken Run. Yeah. I forgot
chicken
about that
run.
One.
That's
yeah, Chicken
the one
Run. That's the one you're
think
thinking of.
Yeah.
Like the claymation
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're so many chickens, you guys.
Your chicken knowledge runs deep, Chelsea, on that movie, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah,
Rock-a-doodle.
That's it, the one. Okay. Hey, James Smithson, that's the guy who donated the money to start the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Was British, never visited U.S. America.
Oh.
And nobody knows why he gave the money.
All right.
So there you go. Jada Pinkett Smith, okay, met Will Smith when she was auditioning to play his girlfriend.
Really?
Oh, how funny.
On Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, they've been married for 20 years. Yeah.
She didn't get the part because she was only 5 feet tall. They thought she needed to be taller.
Oh, yeah.
She's really only 5 feet tall.
That's what
wow.
it says. So she lost the gig, but, you know, she got
but
the gig.
But she got
too.
Will.
Yeah, that's it. And in China, the Guardians of the Galaxy are called the Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team.
Okay.
Sure.
Nice.
I just thought sure. I'd let you know about that. Okay.
By the way, Scott, I've got Rock-A-Doodle theme song pulled up. We want to exit with that.
We got 30 seconds.
All right, here we go.
To hear your sweet voice coo.
Yeah.
Girl, you've thrown me for a loop. Well, you're the number one chick in this chicken coop.
Oh, I love it.
Rock-A-Doodle you. That's
kind of inappropriate.
It is.
I want to rock a doodle you.
We ended up with a theme song today. I just can't imagine. The whole last segment was pretty much chicken.
Oh, you guys.
All right, we're back on Monday. WTAW, College Station, Brian.